Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a transition in Ableton Live 12 that starts tight in session view and then opens out into arrangement view for that jungle and old school drum and bass vibe. So the goal here is not just to make a build up, we want that classic feeling of a loop getting bigger, wider, and more cinematic right before the drop. If you've ever heard a jungle tune where the drums feel close and controlled, then suddenly the space opens up and the next section hits harder. That's the kind of move we're building today. And the cool thing is, Ableton makes this workflow really natural because session view is perfect for sketching ideas fast, while arrangement view is where you shape the actual journey. First, set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this style. Then in session view, set up a few tracks, drums, bass, Atmos or FX, transition FX, and if you want, a vocal chop or rave hit. Keep it simple. You do not need a huge project to make a convincing transition. In fact, with jungle and old school DNB, less can often hit harder. Start with your drum loop. You could use an amen style break, a chopped break, or a punchy two-step pattern. If you're using a sample, load it into an audio track or simpler, turn warp on, and use beats mode to keep the punch intact. The main thing is to get a loop that feels alive and has movement. Jungle energy comes from those tiny changes inside the break, not just from the kick and snare. Now add your bass. You might use a long sub note, an offbeat stab, or a rolling restyle line. Operator is great for a clean sub. Wave-eatable works well for a rougher reese. Analog can give you a gritty old-school character. Keep the bass chain focused. A little EQ8 to clean up the very low rumble, a bit of saturator for harmonics, and maybe auto-filter if you want to automate the tone later. And here is a big beginner tip. Keep the sub stable and centered. Don't get tempted to widen the low end. Save the width for the higher elements. Next, add some atmosphere or FX. This could be vinyl noise, a dark pad, a haunted texture, or a dubby little stab. This layer is important because it gives us something to widen later. If everything is already huge at the start, then the transition has nowhere to grow. So think in phrases. Think of the section as a sentence. We want it to start compact and then open up. Now let's build the actual transition elements. First, make a reverse crash. You can reverse a crash cymbal and place it so it leads into the next downbeat. Then add some reverb, and maybe a touch of echo so it feels like it's pulling the listener forward. Keep the low end cleaned up with EQ so it doesn't muddy the mix. Then make a noise riser. This can be a noise sample or a synth noise patch. Put auto filter on it and open the filter over one or two bars. That rising motion is what gives the ear a clear sense that something is about to happen. You can add a bit of reverb to make it feel larger, but again, keep the low frequencies out of the way. You can also create a little drum fill or break edit right before the transition. This is very much part of the jungle language. Try muting the kick for half a bar, repeating a break slice, or adding a snare roll. You do not need a huge fill. In fact, one smart little change can make the moment feel way more musical. A lot of beginners overload this part, but with old school DNB, a small shift in the break can do a lot. Now in session view, create a few scenes. One scene can be your main loop, another can be your breakdown or transition scene. A third can be your drop. Launch them one by one and listen like a producer, not just like a fan. Ask yourself, does the energy change clearly? Does the transition feel too busy? Does the bass fight the FX? This is where session view is amazing, because you can test ideas quickly before committing them to an arrangement. Now let's talk about widening. This is the core idea of the lesson. Widening the transition means making the section feel broader, deeper, and more open right before the next drop or phrase. But here's the key rule. Do not widen the sub. Keep the low end mono and clean. Instead, widen the atmospheres, the effects, the delays, the reverbs, the tops, and the textures. A really effective way to do this is with return tracks. Set up one return for reverb and one for delay. On the reverb return, use something like hybrid reverb or the stock reverb, then EQ it so the low end is trimmed away. On the delay return, use echo and keep the feedback controlled so it adds space without washing out the groove. Send your crash, snare, vocal chop, atmosphere, and transition noise into those returns. That's how you create the feeling that the track opens out into a bigger room before the drop. You can also use stereo width carefully on your atmospheric layers. Utility is handy here, but remember, width should support the transition, not smear the whole mix. And if you want that wider, dubby vibe, try a little chorus ensemble on a pad or FX layer. Light touch though, we're going for movement, not seasickness. Now comes the part where session view turns into arrangement view. hit arrangement record and perform your scenes live. Launch the clips as if you were DJing your own tune. This is a really good beginner method because it captures a natural musical flow. You're not just drawing blocks on a grid, you're actually performing the shape of the track. Once that's recorded into arrangement view, start refining. This is where the transition becomes more intentional. Extend the reverb tail right before the drop. Cut the kick for a moment. Automate a filter sweep on the bass. Thin out the drums for half a bar or a full bar if needed. The point is contrast. If the section before the drop gets a little smaller, the drop will feel a lot bigger. A really strong old-school trick is to simplify the last bar. You might remove some hats, leave only a snare pickup, or let a reverse tail lead into the next section. That little moment of space can hit harder than a giant fill. Sometimes the most powerful move is to stop toffing for a second and let the groove breathe. If you want to make it feel more jungle, chop the break a little more in the final bar. Reorder a slice, repeat a snare, add a ghost note, or use beat repeat very lightly for a last half-bar glitch moment. The key is to keep it controlled. Jungle thrives on complexity, but your listener still needs to understand where the downbeat is landing. And definitely check the low end before you call it done. Make sure the sub bass stays centered. Make sure the delay and reverb returns are ect. Make sure your transition effects are not stealing space from the kick and snare. In drum and bass, the low end has to stay disciplined or the whole thing loses punch. A good practice exercise is to build a 4-bar transition. Start with a 2-bar drum loop, add a bass stab or sub line, place a reverse crash on bar 4, open a noise riser over 2 bars, mute the kick for the last half bar, and add a snare fill in the final bar. Then record that into arrangement view and automate the atmosphere width, the reverb send, and maybe a delay throw on the last snare. Once you've done that, listen to whether the bass stays mono and whether the effects feel wide enough without getting messy. If you want to push this further, try making 3 versions of the same transition. One version can be dark and minimal. One can be wide and cinematic. One can be rough and old-school reedy. Use the same loop, but change the amount of silence, the amount of reverb, the density of the break, and how much stereo space you use. That's a great way to train your ears and understand how arrangement changes the emotional impact of the same material. So to recap, use session view to sketch and test your loop ideas, use arrangement view to shape the story, widen the effects and atmospheres instead of the bass, keep the low end mono, and use contrast to make the drop feel bigger. That's the jungle and old school DNB mindset right there. Tight loop, controlled chaos, then a wider, more open payoff. If you want, in the next lesson I can turn this into a bar-by-bar Ableton Live 12 template with exact automation moves and track layout.